Howdy, friends. The little country church of Hollywood and its neighbors greet and welcome you to its meeting. Many friends come here daily to sit amidst the flowers and commune with God and listen to the birds sing. You know, in times like these, it's nice to have a little spot where you can wander in God's garden and forget the worldly things for a minute. Poor old parson. Dan stepped on his foot. I do hope that he can make it to church all right. Sister Hopkins is applying her home remedies in the hope of getting him off to church. Let's listen to their talk for a while. They're on the parsonage gallery, and the parson is sitting in his favorite rocker. Sister Hopkins is doing her best to help him to be comfortable.
Watch out there, honey. Watch out. Oh, why, now you hit the very worst place.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That bruise is right here on these three smallest toes, ain't it?
Oh, it's the whole foot, honey. It's the whole foot. It ain't no use. I can't walk a step.
You just give that mutton suet and that axle grease a chance. Let your foot rest there, right where it is now. Take it easy.
What did you do without me, Sarah?
Oh, don't talk about that, Josiah. Get that off your mind. Get your mind on something else. Oh. Dan didn't step on your head. He just stepped on your foot.
Yeah, but suppose it had been my head, honey.
Now, I'm going in the house now to get my hat. You relax now and rest a while.
Don't leave me, Sarah. Don't leave me. Give me a drink of that cool water out of that gourd. Good water's awful refreshing.
Oh, dear, it takes about four people to wait on you, Josiah, when you've got the least ache or pain.
All right. No sympathy. That's what I get. Me hurt here, something terrible. Nobody to wait on me. All right, go on now.
You tickle me, Josiah. Oh. You talk like a train's run over you. Your foot's going to be all right tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Looks like you could have got out of Dan's way.
I could have. Had my back turned to him, and he come up to me. You know how he does when he wants to make on over you, nuzzling around. Wants to show you how he likes you. Stepped on my foot. What could I do?
Did he step right off of your foot?
No, he didn't step off. Just stayed right on it. That's what hurt me so bad. I tried to push him off.
Well, honey,
he just leant against me.
Well, how did you make him get off?
Honey, keep the broom away from my foot, will you? Oh,
poor foot. I didn't mean it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You know how I got Dan off my foot, huh?
How? You didn't hit him, did you?
No, I ought to have hit him. But I didn't. I bit him with my mouth. That's what I done.
Josiah Hopkins, you bit Dan?
Of course I did. Why?
Why, the poor horse.
Oh, the horse. All right. That's all right. You can pity Dan, but my foot can make no difference. All right. Come on. Let's go to church. I can hobble on and be crippled for life.
Let me get my hat.
Yeah, now there's sympathy for you. He had just about passed out with a runt foot and Sarah going on about a horse.
Come on now. Now, you think you can make it?
Oh, I can make it. It don't make no difference about me and my poor foot.
Oh, you poor sweet old thing.
You mean the horse?
No, you. I just said all that to get you up and out of here to the buggy. Why, I'm so sorry your foot's hurt.
Ooh, hand me the lines, honey. Watch my foot now. Watch my foot. Watch my foot. Get up there.
Now, don't be cross
with
Dan today, Josiah. He didn't mean any harm at all.
Well, I ain't going to be cross with him. Of course, he's just a horse. I'm a human person. Besides, he was trying to pet me, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't mean to step on my foot.
Did you bite him hard?
Shh. Honey, he's listening to every word we say. Tolerable hard. Sort of wish you hadn't done it either.
You know, taking Dan first and last, he's been a mighty good old horse.
Sure he has. If I was just as good a man as he is, watch my foot. Watch, honey, please watch my foot. I'd make a better job of serving God and man. That's what I'd do.
Why don't you talk on that today?
Slow down there, Dan, now. Slow down, Danny boy, for the bump. You know, that might be a good thing to talk on. But I know one thing. Can't think of nothing but my foot. Folks.
Howdy, everybody.
Oh, I'm kind of tore up. Dan stepped on my foot. But I reckon I'll get over it. You know, I want you all to sing something cheerful for me and dedicate it to me. That beautiful land, that'd be a good piece. Beautiful land. Do the best you can on it. Sure, thank you. That hope my spirits a lot. You know, that's a grand song. Yes, that kind of bore me up a little. And I tell you another one, I believe it helped me. You know, your spirits have a lot to do with you when you're going to make a talk on something. Of course, I first thought of talking today on bear ye one another's burdens, but I thought about what a burden I had on my foot, about 3/4 of a ton. I said, well, I wouldn't talk on that. I think I got a better talk, though. And while I'm getting my mind kind of worked out. Will you all sing another piece? I'll set you and work on it. It's I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down the weary. As I was, weary and worn.
here's the thought that I've got on my mind. Of course, I'm sort of addled, but maybe I can touch it a little bit, you know. The thought is this. There in the 12th chapter of Romans, about the 16th verse, it goes on to say, be not high-minded, but condescend to men of low estate. That's the very words there in that chapter. Well, now, my first thought was to do something to Dan, stepping on my foot. But then I turned it around this way. Suppose the Lord done me that away. You see, I'm a human person. I'd hate to think Dan had as much sense as I had. Now, that'd be low-rating me. Well, now, here's the thought. It says I ought to overlook it. There's that same thing I keep telling every one of you neighbors is, the bigger you are, the more allowance you will make. Now, that's my doctrine. Now, just suppose that the Lord didn't make no allowances for us poor, weak things. Why, don't the Bible say there, all we like sheep have gone astray? We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's what it says right there. Well, now, one man went his way, another man went his way. You didn't go my way, I didn't go your way, I didn't go Dan's way. I don't go around stepping on people's feet. I know, but you see, that's all he knows. Well, now, here's my doctrine. We ought to overlook it. And listen, neighbor, you know, that's exactly what's in this piece here. Don't be high-minded, but stoop down in your spirit and make allowance for the fella that ain't never had the chance you've had. You know, it's the awfulest thing in the world. They call a fella, what is that word, honey? Snob, wasn't it? See, it says a snob is a fella that kind of twists himself up, you know, because he thinks he's bigger than you are because he's had a chance you ain't never had. Well, now, my doctrine is condescend to the man that ain't never had the chance that you've had. And watch me. The Lord will sure bless you, too. Goodbye, neighbors. I'm sure proud Joel come out today, and I'm glad I could be here with you in spite of my accident. May the Lord bless you and help you and always keep you in the holler of his hand. Goodbye, neighbors.
Goodbye, everybody.